Hi, my name is Louise, and this is the Australia Sews podcast. This podcast celebrates the Australian home sewing community and shares stories from everyday sewers transforming their lives and their wardrobes. I'm curious about the Instagram photos we see. What went into making those clothes, and what did people discover along the way? I'm also interested in everyday sewing chat, what people are working on right now, what's in their stash, how their style has evolved, and we'll even play some sewing games. I truly believe that everyone has a story to share, no matter if you're new to sewing or have been doing it for years. If you know someone from Australia who would be great to have on the show, please email me at australiasewspodcast@gmail.com. Maybe it's you. You are more than welcome to nominate yourself. I've been on a mission for a while now to make or thrift most of my clothes. I would say that over 90% of my wardrobe is made up of either pre-loved clothes found in op shops or made by me. I started sewing as a teenager in the early 1990s after watching my mum sew. To be honest, I really didn't know what I was doing. I remember I ambitiously made my high school uniform, which was just a simple elastic waist skirt. I also had a go at making my Year 10 formal dress. I ended up refashioning that same black dress for my Year 12 formal by shortening the hem above the knee and making it off the shoulder. It even had boning in it. What a risky kid I must have been to use boning. As an adult, I went into different sewing phases over a 20-year period, experimenting with fabric, patterns, and sewing techniques, but nothing as hardcore as today. It was actually COVID that reignited my passion for sewing. I made some face masks and really enjoyed the creativity. So I dusted off my very old machines, used some muscle memory to remember how to thread that darn overlocker, and I've been sewing regularly ever since. I've made many things like dresses, skirts, t-shirts, swimmers, overalls, cardigans, and lots of granny undies. I love my granny undies. It's an incredible feeling to wear something that fits in all the right places and that you feel confident in. Most of my clothes are made from self-drafted patterns using pattern blocks from my own body measurements. But sewing is not my day job. I've spent the past 20 years working in the field of communications. I've worked as a newspaper journalist and written for magazines, interviewing hundreds of people from all walks of life. I've also created websites, blogged about food, travel, and career, and self-taught myself about video editing and graphic design. Although I'm a self-confessed introvert, the last 2 years with COVID has definitely made it hard to connect with people. Many sewers don't have sewing friends to meet up with in person. And if you do, I'm so glad that you have found your tribe. Sewing is a great hobby, but it can be a lonely one. And if you are anything like me, your kids or your partner really aren't interested in talking about patterns and fabric. So in December 2021, I decided to join Instagram for the sole purpose of meeting other home sewists. I know I'm very late to the party, but this was a massive step for me, having no Facebook, no Instagram, no LinkedIn, no TikTok, and all the other social media platforms there are out there today. What I discovered very quickly on Instagram was that there are so many amazing people all around Australia and the world sewing up a storm in their living room or dining room, or maybe they've turned a spare bedroom into a sewing space. I know I'd love to do that, but I don't think my two kids would be very happy about sharing a room. So that's a little bit about me and this podcast. If you know someone from Australia who would be great on the show or you'd like to be a guest, I'd love to hear from you. Email australiasewspodcast@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram, finally, @make_thrift_sew.